We are entering a brave new world of artificial intelligence and machine learning, with computers now weighing in on everything from what products we purchase to where we invest our money. But how much can we really trust these Silicon Valley brains to do the Silicon brains, actually, to do our thinking for us? Wharton professor and tech entrepreneur Kartik Hosanagar examines this question in his new book, A Human's Guide to Machine Intelligence, how algorithms are shaping our lives and what we can do to control them. He joins us now on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline to talk about this. Thanks very much for the time. So maybe I'm just, you know, oblivious to how much of these algorithms really are controlling me.
Well, thanks for having me. Algorithms are driving so many decisions for us and about us. We're all used to algorithms, say at Amazon, you know, people who bought this also bought this. Over a third of our choices on Amazon are driven by these algorithms. On Netflix, 80% of the viewing activity is driven by the personalization algorithms. They also influence who we date and marry on Tinder. Almost all the matches are driven by algorithmic recommendations. They're at the workplace. When you apply for a loan, algorithms decide whether the loans are approved or not, what is the interest rate. When you apply for a job, algorithms are figuring out which job applications to shortlist and invite for an interview. They're even making life and death decisions. In courtrooms in the U.S., algorithms guide judges on whether a defendant is likely to reoffend. In medicine, doctors are asked to consult algorithms to determine treatment options. So they couldn't have, in some ways, a more significant impact in our lives.
What's disturbing about this, as you write in your book, that most of us think of algorithms as rational and emotionless entities, when in fact they can demonstrate bias and risky behaviors. Can you explain that a little, please?
Absolutely. I'll give you a couple examples. In 2016, the nonprofit ProPublica did an investigation of the algorithms used in courtrooms in Florida. And these algorithms predicted whether the defendant would likely commit a crime again. And they observed that the algorithm had a race bias. It was twice as likely to falsely predict future criminality in black defendants than white defendants. There was also a story last year about algorithms used in on resume screening at Amazon. And this algorithm, again, was meant to simplify the job of recruiters who had to, you know, go through a million plus resumes who were, you know, applying for jobs at Amazon. And what happened was that they couldn't get rid of a gender bias in the algorithm. And finally, they decided not to roll it out. Now, Amazon is a savvy company that made a formal test for gender bias. But there's many companies that are using these algorithms that are not testing for these kinds of things. And, you know, there's gender biases are in there. We know about how the newsfeed algorithm at Facebook was unable to detect fake news stories, and lots of fake news stories were propagated on the platform. So there's many examples and instances of algorithm failures. So while they offer a lot of value and they're very useful, they can also go wrong, and we need to watch out for that.
Thank you for joining us. Kartik Hosanagar is a Wharton professor and tech entrepreneur. He is the author of A Human's Guide to Machine Intelligence, How Algorithms Are Shaping Our Lives and What We Can Do to Control Them.